describe the different approaches to defending the external validity of a study. Basically, there are three. One is not defend the external validity of the study. I don't really like where you ran this study. I made my choices to maximize internal validity. I understand that the applicability and generalizability of this study is greatly limited because of the choices I made. But those choices were made to maximize internal validity and causal interpretability. Now I know that A causes B. We can go find out how far we can push that. Number two, limited generalizability, external validity, and applicability. When somebody says, that's an interesting study, but it doesn't do me any good because I'm interested in 12-year-olds and you did 6-year-olds. And you look them lovingly in the eye and say, go run your own damn research. Okay? This is a conversation most commonly held among applied researchers. They're not really focusing on cause. They're trying to solve problems, but they don't always solve each other's problems to each other's satisfaction. So you say, yeah, I've got limited generalizability, but I've got focused generalizability on the combination of external validity components that I care about. You care about something different, you're right. There's going to have to be more research. If you want to argue broadly for the external validity of your study, you're going to have to run programmatic convergent research. You're going to have to show that as we adjust populations, we keep getting the same answer. As we change settings, we keep getting the same answer. As we change task and stimuli, we keep getting the same answer. And if you've been doing some of this shit long enough, 30 years later, we still keep getting the same answer. Even though a lot has changed in the teaching culture, a lot has changed in the being a student culture. Lord knows there's technology now that we didn't even dream about 30 years ago, but there are still a couple of important educational principles that apply over and over everywhere you look. Time on task, number of reps, continue to be the badasses of education. How you supply those reps, the world has changed. What time on task means, because now we can have people listening to lectures multiple times. That didn't used to be a possibility. That was a kind of rep we didn't have. Now, no problem. Post them. Some of these things get listened to or at least pulled down 5 or 6 times from the same IP. Okay? But still, 30 years later, a couple of things still drive. And when you want to make that argument for defending broadly applicable external validity, broad generalization, you need programmatic convergent research.